time for the Straight From the Street Sports Report. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal. A star band from the Knicks VIP, Kobe, tweets on the extension plus Turkey Day football. But making news right now, the Yankees met with representatives for Robinson Cano. Reportedly, they're still far apart, but some movement. Jay-Z not present during the meeting, but I hear The Rock, of course, was represented. And this is the word. A source told ESPN that the Yankees are willing to increase the cash from $160 million, but not the years from seven. And, of course, Cano's reps are willing to drop the dough from $310 million. But we don't know the numbers exactly. So we'll have to wait and see. The good news is the two sides are supposed to meet again today. Now, Charles Barkley basically agrees with the masses, saying that Kobe's $48.5 million extension over 2 years will hurt the chances of him winning another title. Well, Kobe tweeted, "The cap rules players have to be selfless to help billionaire owners are the same rules that they locked us out to put in place." Which makes sense. Why not get your max money if this is what the owners agreed to? And we do know the players are not getting half of the revenue. So, I mean, I'm actually changing my position on this. I'm with Kobe on this. And keep this in mind. Kobe really left money on the table. Now, he's making $30 million this season. His extension will pay him $23.5 next year and $25 the year after. Get this. His increase could have been 107% of his current salary. So, Kobe did leave some money on the table. Lakers lost to the Wizards last night. Washington beat them. Got a combined 61 points from Nene and Wall in the five-point win. Keeping it moving. Yeah, listen here. This is what I want to talk to you about right here. Now, actor Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Longtime Knicks fan. Always been there for decades and decades and decades. Well, the MSG Network bought some of his movies, and they wanted Allen to, like, do a promo or basically to do a little piece to promote the movies that they bought the rights to.
Okay.
Well, he declined.
Wow.
He said no. Yo, I haven't done that for anyone else, so why do I have to do that for you?
Ah.
Well, get this.
Just because he's a Knicks fan.
And you know, Allen was a regular in Suite 200, where all the stars hang out before the Knicks game and during the halftime. Well, he's now banned from that suite.
Ah, that's how you do that. Yeah, watch it on TV.
They say he's been in there for decades, eating free, drinking free.
And you know he got the tickets free.
And you know he's getting money off the films that they bought. Yeah. So why not promote it? I don't know.
Hey, look for a lawsuit. I would sue him if I was him.
Now, Jameis Winston can enjoy his turkey day. The attorney's office is now saying, listen, the decision on whether he'll be charged or not could come in 2 weeks. It may be longer. I mean, believe it or not, we have other cases. Keeping it real, I like that. You know, now Jameis may have to worry about QB Jordan Lynch. Did you see him last night set a record 321 rushing yards, Northern Illinois over Western Michigan? This boy here is bad, and of course, Northern Illinois undefeated, 33-14. They are now 12-0. Hey, save some turkey. Some big matchups going down. Of course, number one Bama taking on Auburn this weekend, and Ohio State facing Michigan, and three games in the NFL on Turkey Day.